At this time, our pastor will come into us in the name of Jesus. Pastor James Steele.
Praise the Lord, everyone.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. So good to
meet together again in this fashion. I know we're in our homes at this time, but it's always good just to see the face, hear the voices of each and everyone. I still believe that God has a powerful army wherever we are. It doesn't matter if we're separated by distance. This great army that we belong to is a powerful one. And he said in his word that the gates of hell will not prevail against his church. And we enjoy meeting together at the physical building, but let's understand that the church is within us. And during these dark moments that we're facing or experiencing at this time, we have the opportunity to shine brilliantly. And it's for every one of us tonight, today, to make sure that we walk that the Lord wants us to walk as wise and not as fools, the scriptures say. And so we give God thanks. We have a message this morning just to share with the heart, just to encourage everyone. Brethren and friends, don't, as I listen to Minister Chambers moderating, don't treat this time ordinary. There is a newness in the air. Something has changed in the realms, the spiritual realm. And it is important for us as believers to make sure we understand what is happening now. It can't be business as usual. The world is changing rapidly, and things are happening that will affect us physically, but we should not be frightened or afraid, as Minister Michael had said earlier, but because we put our trust in the Lord will show us what to do. He'll tell us what to do. He'll show us where to go. He'll guide our footsteps. He'll give his angels charge over us as we dash our feet against a stone. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. At this time, we are going to move right ahead into our morning sermon. And I'll give it over to our moderator to put that on the screen. Thanks.
This time, just to bow your heads as we pray. Father God, we give praise the name of the Lord. We give God thanks for his goodness and for his mercies. One more time, this is the day that the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. This is the first broadcast from Faith Deliverance International Ministries in the heart of Woodbridge, 7971 Kipling Avenue. I just want to encourage the hearts of the brethren today from the Word of God. These are evil times in which we are living, and if we don't have the Word, certainly we will fail. I would love for you at this time just to bow your heads as we pray. Father God, we give you thanks for your goodness and for your mercies. Lord Jesus, we give you thanks, Lord God Almighty, that you are in control of everything that's happening in this world. You have never lost power, Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah. You said, God Almighty, that you form light, you create evil, God Almighty. Yea, Lord Jesus, you are excellent. You are the only wise one. None can be compared with you. Lord Jesus, you are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. Man is nothing before you, Lord God. Yes, God, you said all men, God Almighty, they are like the grass that wither away, Lord Jesus. But you will certainly, your kingdom lasts from everlasting to everlasting. And we give you, God, give you thanks this morning, Lord Jesus. We pray, God, as we discuss your word this morning, that thou will cause it to fall on good ground. Stir up the hearts of your people. Encourage your spirit this morning. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Let's look for a short while from the Epistle of Ephesians, chapter 5, and verse 15. Encourage the brethren. He says, see then that he walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore, be he not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise the name of the Lord. Seeing then that he walks circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. Because the days are evil, we should redeem our time. Paul encourages us in these latter times that the believer must not lose focus on Christ. The believer must continue to walk circumspectly before the Lord Jesus Christ. Because he said, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. We are living in a time when the imagination of men is wicked, evil, vain. And the whole world is being corrupted by the plans and the wickedness of men. Men who love, hate good and love evil. We saw that before in history. The Bible said that in the days of Noah, that the Lord observed the extent of human wickedness on the earth. And he saw that everything they thought or imagined was consistently and totally evil. It is in the heart of men to do evil. It is in the heart of men to rebel against the name of the Lord. We saw it on the tower, in the building of the Tower of Babel. They said, we're going to make a name for ourselves, that we not be scattered, be not scattered across the face of the earth. Mankind is always against God's will. There's a propensity in man to do evil and to try to condemn or to go against, rebel against the ways of God. So the Paul writes to us and he said, saints, walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. In other words, he's calling for a higher level of focus from those who are called by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, redeeming the time because the days are evil. In the book of 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 1, he said, we should know this, Timothy, that in the last days there will be difficult times. And certainly what we are experiencing right now is difficult times. He said, for people will love only themselves and their money. They will be boastful and proud, scoffing at God, disobedient to their parents, and ungrateful. They will consider nothing sacred. We see it everywhere we go. We see it from the king's palace coming down even to the poor man's place, where the governments of this world, they are against the will of God and the ordinances of God. They're calling evil good and good evil. My God Almighty, these are perilous times that we're living in. They will be unloving and unforgiving. They will slander others and have no self-control. They will be cruel and hate what is good. My Lord, this is all the more urgent for you now. For you know how late it is. That's what Paul is saying to us from the book of Romans chapter 13 and verse 11. That the time is running out. This is a call for the Christian, the believers, to wake up. For our salvation is nearer now than when we first believe. In the midst of what's happening in the world, we're talking about COVID-19 and how it's affecting the global economy, and the entire nations of this world is shaking. But we are not moved. The word that's coming to us right now is that we should wake up, for our redemption draw at night. It's not time to be asleep. It's not time, my God Almighty, to lapse, my God, and be caught up in the things of this world. He said, Paul said, it is urgent, for you know how late it is. Time is running out for every man. Wake up, for your salvation is nearer now than when we first believe. The night is almost gone. The day of salvation will soon be here. Jesus is coming. In the midst of COVID-19, the world's focus is on what's happening in every nation. But my God Almighty, the Bible told us, Jesus himself said, when you see these things, look up, for your redemption draw it nigh. I'm not looking for an answer from mankind. I'm looking to the heavens. I'm looking to the one who is coming to redeem me from this sinful world that we live in. Hallelujah. He said, so remove your dark deeds like dirty clothes and put on the shining armor of right living. That's the attitude of the believer. We shed the things that are not associated with the kingdom, and we put on the right lifestyle, the call of the Lord God, to be separated from the world, not to be like the world, but to be transformed. My God Almighty, hear what he says, that the will of the Lord wills. Verse 17, he says, wherefore be not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Paul tells us what the will of the Lord is in Romans chapter 12 and verse 2. He said, we should not copy the behavior and customs of this world. I'm reading from the New Living Translation. But let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. Be not conformed to this world. The world don't dictate to a believer how we should act or how we should live. We don't listen, my God Almighty, to the attitude of the world, but we hear from the scriptures, from the what the Lord has laid down in the scriptures, and from what he says to us. That's the way a believer, we listen to his command, we obey his command, and that brings true success and assurance that our salvation is true. That he no longer should live the rest of this time in the flesh to the lust of men, but to the will of God. That's Romans chapter 12 and verse 2. He said, Job 28 and verse 28 said, this is what understanding is. And unto man he said, behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom. And to depart from evil is understanding. Wherefore, be he not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. And so, he said, and be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. My God Almighty, if there's ever a time that we need to be filled with the Holy Ghost, it's now. It's not good just to be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus, but you want to make sure that the seal of the Holy Ghost is upon your life. You want to make sure that you're filled with the Holy Ghost like He promised you. This is the Comforter, my God Almighty, that He's given to every man that believe, that will carry you through these difficult times. He said that we should not be drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Speaking to yourself in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. This Bible told us that in the book of Acts, this was the attitude of the church. In the book of Acts, it said they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and in the fellowship of breaking of bread and in prayers. Yes, we are isolated right now, but we are not separated. Where we gather two or three, my God, we're gathered in His name, touching things that concern Him. He's in the midst of us to bless us. My God Almighty. Hallelujah. That's the attitude of the church. What's happening in the world right now? Hallelujah. The church, the doors of the assembly are closed, but thanks be to God, the church is within our heart. We gather together on a Sunday morning or whenever it is to fellowship together as believers, but we are the church of the living God. And He said in His word, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. Hallelujah. That's the attitude of the church. While we are in our homes, let's continue steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and in fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in prayers. Hallelujah. So continue daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house. They ate their food with gladness and simplicity of heart, praising God and having favor with all people. And the Lord added to the church daily those who were to be saved. My God Almighty. That's the attitude that the apostle is asking us to continue or to act. He said, in psalms and in hymns and in spiritual songs, singing and making melody to your heart to the Lord God. These are evil times. And it's for every believer to make sure that you're armed and you're prepared to face the reality of what is coming. In Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 10, Paul reminds us, he said, a final word, be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power. Put on all of God's armor so that you will be able to stand firm against all strategies of the devil. For we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in this dark world, and against evil spirits in heavenly places. These are difficult times. We may not understand what's happening across the face of the earth. Mankind is strategizing to do different things. The ways of men are displeasing to God. Men are now vain in their imagination, doing evil continually. But the church is not shaken. We are to remain strong in the Lord and in His mighty power. Put on all of God's army so that you will be able to stand firm against all the strategies of the devil. He said, put on every piece of God's armor, so you will be able to resist the enemy in the time of evil. Then after the battle, you will be standing firm. Nothing can shake the church. Nothing can shake the life of any believer. The Bible said that the Lord Himself said, those that are in His hands, no man can take them out of His hand. No man can pluck them out. Nothing can shake the believer, because the believer stands on the absolute word of God. He said we will be able to resist the enemy in the time of evil. Then after the battle, you will be standing firm. When everything is done, the believer remains firm. Stand your ground. putting on the belt of truth and the body armor of God's righteousness. For shoes, put on the peace that comes from the good news, so that you will be fully prepared. In addition to all of these, hold up the shield of faith to stop the fiery arrows of the devil. Put on the salvation as your helmet, and take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of the living God. Believers, don't be discouraged in these difficult times. Don't be frightened or be fearful. God is in control. He is in charge. He said he knows no other God. There's none beside him, none before him, and there's none after him. He's the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. My God Almighty, his kingdom is from everlasting to everlasting. Hallelujah. And if you're standing on the word of God, you will never be removed. You will never be shaken. My God Almighty, I know some of you are fearful, my God Almighty, but he said, whenever I am afraid, the psalmist said, I will put my trust in the Lord. And those that put their trust in God will never, my God Almighty, be ashamed. For the Lord knows those that are his. Yes, my God Almighty. He knows, my God Almighty. He knows your weakness. He knows, my God Almighty, your concern. He knows how shaken some of you are right now, my God Almighty, looking for answers. But I want you to turn your attention to the Lamb of God, my God, from whence cometh our help. He's the only answer to our salvation. He's the only answer to our questions that we have right now. There's no answer in the world. The government can't help you. My God Almighty, the answer lies in Jesus. My God Almighty, the Bible said that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. You want to be wise, you want to walk as wise and not as fools. It calls for us to fear the Lord, to turn, my God Almighty, hallelujah, to him and to acknowledge that he is the powerful one. He's the Almighty, he's the ruler of the universe. He's the one, my God, that said, let there be, and there was. There is no other God. There is no answer, my God Almighty, but besides God. God is the author and the finisher of our faith. If we put our trust in him, we will never be removed, my God Almighty. I'm speaking to the man, hallelujah, that's concerned right now about his future. I'm speaking to the man that's concerned about losing his house. My God, some are losing their jobs. Some are losing, my God, everything they had, my God Almighty. But this is not strange to the church. When the church started, my God, persecution came upon the church, and they lost everything they have. They were scattered abroad. They lived in dens and caves, knowing not what tomorrow was, but they lived putting their trust in God. Hallelujah. And wherever they went, my God, they preached the gospel of the kingdom. I've been saying these things for many years now, that the time will come when we have to take off our robes. My God, we have caused this gospel, my God, for many to think of the gospel as a simple thing. But the gospel of Jesus Christ is the main thing, is the answer right now. It's time for believers to shine in this world, a corrupt world, a world, my God, that's plunging darkness. But God said he's the one who created darkness, my God Almighty, and he formed light. So the believers can move in the realms of darkness and shine brilliantly. Hallelujah. It's time for us, my God Almighty, the kingdom warriors, to step out, my God, be bold, my God, and talk to the evil that's on the land. My God, the darkness that's permeating the globe right now. It's time for us to open our hearts. Awake, thou that sleepest, and Christ will give you light, my God Almighty. It's high time for us to awake from our sleep. Talk back to the darkness. Speak back to the evil that's in the land. Hallelujah. Many are fearing, my God. The church, don't be discouraged. We can lose everything in this land. We can lose our houses. We can lose our cars. We can lose our jobs. The time is coming, my God Almighty, when the rulers of this world, they will gather themselves against the Holy One and his people. But don't be discouraged. God knows how, my God Almighty, to bring confusion upon the thoughts and the actions of the evil one and to bring out his people. Hallelujah. They gathered themselves against Israel, my God Almighty. Hallelujah. To condemn them and to bring them into confusion. But God knows how to answer. He used one angel, destroyed about 185,000 men in one night. God knows how to answer the church. But God is asking of the church to get up out of the, my God, out of our slumber, to get up out of our sleep and see that we walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. The eyes of the world, my God, people are looking for an answer, but it is in the believers. He said that he is no longer here, but we have now become the body of Christ that's moving through the land. And we have a message for the hearts that are fearful. We have a message for those, my God Almighty, that are discouraged. People are suicidal in their spirit, my God Almighty. And as I speak, my God Almighty, I don't know where this word is going, but I'm speaking to the spirit of suicide that has come upon the nation, that has come upon the minds of people as they watch their bank accounts disappear and their investment disappear. I want to lead you right now, my God, to Jesus Christ, who is the answer. You can't put your trust in the things of this world. That's why the church is not shaken, because we haven't laid our treasures here upon this world, but we have laid our treasures in heaven, my God Almighty, that cannot be corrupt, my God Almighty. But we have an inheritance, my God, that one of these days, the Lord whom we saw, my God, ascended up in glory, is coming back for his people. Hallelujah. And every eye shall behold him. Every nation's gonna see him. They shall see the one that they pierce, my God Almighty. But the church will be excited. The church will be overwhelmed with joy, while the nations of this world, my God, will stand in fear for the coming judgment. Believers, be encouraged at this time. Look up, for a redemption draweth nigh. I'm speaking to someone right now who is discouraged. You don't have to be discouraged. Put your trust in the Lord, for our redemption draweth nigh right now. If you're not baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and filled with the Holy Ghost, this is the opportune time. Hallelujah. Lift your hands where you are. As I speak to you, there's an anointing right now in your house where you are, my God Almighty. There's an anointing as you gather around, my God Almighty, your television watching this broadcast. Lift your hands where you are. I speak, my God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to your mind right now. Bind the powers of darkness, my God Almighty. Hallelujah. The Lord overshadow you right now with his precious blessing. My God, you feel the anointing of God as I speak to your spirit. What you feel is the love of God embracing you, leading you to repentance, leading you, my God Almighty, to salvation. Welcome him in your heart. Bow your knees before him right now. And my God, repent of your sin and be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of your sin, and you shall receive the Holy Ghost, my God Almighty. Be encouraged. Look up, for your redemption draweth nigh. Hallelujah. We give God thanks one more time in Jesus' name. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the name of the Lord, everyone. Come on, just let's lift our hands in the presence of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Let's lift our hands and just begin to worship him.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Begin to adore him, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord is pleased and not pleased for the foundation of the earth. God Almighty. Hallelujah. No weapon that form against the church shall prosper. My God Almighty. Hallelujah. Come on, lift your faith, lift your minds in the presence of the Lord right now. Hallelujah. My God Almighty, you don't have to wonder how you will go through this, my God Almighty. But the Lord spoke to us earlier from in the latter part of last year. All we got to do is to obey him. Stay behind the cloud, stay behind his presence. Let him guide us. My God Almighty, hallelujah. My God said, attain him. My God, promises us that he will inhabit our praises, Lord. Some of you may be sick, right where you are right now, sick in your body, and God Almighty, your spirit, God, unto your bodies right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God, I speak deliverance and I speak healing. My God, oh God, Minister Kelly, where he's at this time, in the name of Jesus, God Almighty, Jesus, Lord of God, touches me right now in your precious name. Satan, take your hands off his body, my God Almighty. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. The presence of the Lord is in the midst of us tonight. This morning, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
If you listen here and you have not yet been baptized, my God Almighty, time is running out.
My God.
Time is running out. It's time for you to repent of your sin, my God Almighty, and be baptized in the name of Jesus. There is no other way that a man can be saved except out of the name of Jesus. He commands every man to repent. Father, commands every man, and even the church, my God, hallelujah, salvation lightly. This is the moment God's calling our attention. God's calling our attention. My God, the man whom he is planning to save, rebuke everything to save you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I believe it in my heart. I believe it in my heart that God is calling back the church to save you. God Almighty, calling back the church to change your attitude, change the way of how you perceive this gospel that was delivered to us, my God Almighty, but embrace it wholeheartedly, my God Almighty. For neither is there salvation in any other name except the name of Jesus Christ. God Almighty, lift your hands everywhere you are. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord God over this congregation, that the Lord cover you under his blood. My God Almighty, hallelujah. That no evil, my God, shall befall you. My God, no noisome pestilence shall come near you. My God, neither your dwelling place. Lord, cover you, cover your family. My God, while we are shut in, my God Almighty, let's copy what the Israelites did. My God, when the Lord instructed them of the night that he's going to pass over, and he gave them a lamb days before, and he said, keep that lamb inside the house, my God Almighty, and observe it. Put your hands on it. Make sure there's no blemish on it. My God, this is the time for us, my God, to reflect on our own lives and to make sure that we're walking circumspect before the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Look within. Cast your eyes. Don't look upon your neighbors. Don't measure yourself against another, my God, but measure yourselves against the word of the living God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. For only the word can make us clean. Only the word can prepare our hearts to meet him, my God Almighty. Hallelujah. These times are challenging times, and he's calling us, my God, hallelujah, to change our attitude in these times. Stay in the door, inside your homes, my God Almighty, until the storm passes by. Don't go out on any idle walk. But as I heard Minister Chambers saying, my God, this is a time when you get to fast. This is a time when you get to pray. The devil is going to try to lead you astray, to find things around the house to do at this time. But let's spend time with the Lord, my God Almighty, and the Lord will speak to us. The Lord will deliver us in the time of trouble and adversity, my God Almighty. We give him thanks. We give him glory. Lift your hands one more time and bless the name of the Lord Jesus. My God Almighty, I pray for those who are watching right now, hallelujah, who have walked away from the Lord. You don't have the assurance that you are saved, my God Almighty, but eternal life is with Jesus. Yes, someone is on the line right now. My God Almighty, religion can't save you. Hallelujah. Religion can't save you. You can't make your own attempt to reach God. Neither is there any, my God Almighty, other name that can grant salvation outside of the name of Jesus. You've got to get back to this book. What this book says, my God Almighty. Religion is man's attempt my God, in answering his conscience, my God, but salvation comes through the word of the living God. Hallelujah. Someone is on the line. Perhaps, my God, is children of the believers. I don't know, but someone is watching right now. You don't have the confidence. You don't have the assurance that you are saved, but I'm speaking to your spirit now. The spirit is saying, repent. My God, for the hour is coming when you don't have a chance. Those who are righteous will be righteous still. And if you're filthy, you'll be filthy still. But while you have time on your side, while the blood is running through your vein, my God, he commands you to repent, to turn your attention to him. My God, think about him, my God Almighty. Don't form your own opinion about who Jesus is. He has the final authority over every man's life. My God Almighty, hallelujah. Yes, my God, as I speak right now, my God, you're convicted in your heart, convicted in your mind. Your conscience is touching you right now. The Spirit of the Lord is quickening your conscience, my God Almighty. And what you feel, you've walked away from the Lord. My God, you're making your own attempt, my God Almighty. But I speak to you right now in the name of Jesus. Bow your knees to the Eternal One. Bow your knees to the Lamb of God. Look to him whom they pierce. My God, behold his wounded hands. Behold his wounded side. My God Almighty, hallelujah. What you feel is the anointing of the living God. Hallelujah. Open your hearts and embrace him right now. My God Almighty. Believers, this is the time for us, my God, to have church in our homes. My God, if you're sitting back there and you see somebody under anointing, lay your hands on the one that's fearful. Lay your hands on the one that's broken. My God Almighty. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And tell them, my God Almighty, about the love of Jesus. Embrace them. Lead them, my God Almighty, to the one who has the ability to save them. Hallelujah. We lift our hands one more time and we bless the name of the Lord Jesus. We give him glory. We give him praise. I feel the anointing of God. Breathe upon them, Lord Jesus. My God, I bind the spirit of confusion. My God, this thing is designed to take away the minds of God's people, my God Almighty, from what they ought to be focusing on. Hallelujah. Take your eyes off the news media and put your eyes on Jesus. Put your ears, my God, lock yourself away into your secret chamber. The voice of the Lord is speaking audibly to every man. Hallelujah. But hallelujah, you have to approach him in your chamber and you hear what he's saying. There's a frequency, my God, that's moving across the airwaves. You won't find it on City TV. You won't find it on CBC. You won't find it on CNN. My God Almighty, that's men wrapped up in confusion. But there's a frequency when we tune into God. Speak, Lord. A servant hear it. Mama Kotosa. You won't find it on your social media. You won't find it in your WhatsApp. There's a frequency. The Lord is speaking. From his holy hill. The Lord is speaking. My God, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit said unto the church. My God, come out from among them. My God, be he separated, my people. Oh God, he wants to be to you a God, my God, and to make you his people, Lord Jesus. My God, he's speaking. The Lord is speaking. The Lord is speaking. The Lord is speaking. My God Almighty, hallelujah. Don't trust in your wealth, my God. Don't trust in your chariots, my God Almighty. Trust in the name of the Lord Jesus, my God Almighty. Hallelujah. Some of you are fearful every moment you're checking your stocks, checking your bank account. My God, I have news for you. That can go any minute, my God Almighty. But my salvation is for sure. Eternal life is within us, my God. If we have Jesus, we have eternal life. My God, everything here will perish and go to the grave. But the name of the Lord, those who are in him, will abide forevermore. God bless you this morning. Hallelujah. The presence of the Lord is there. God, cover your homes. My God, the street that you live on. My God, when you lay your head down to sleep, the Lord cover you. My God, and give you peace. My God Almighty. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Cover you under the blood. If you're here and you don't have the Holy Ghost, I want to speak to you right now. Lift your mind, my God. Don't matter what's happening around you. God can reach through this medium. What you feel is the anointing. It's you alone and God right now. Open your heart and receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. My God Almighty. Hallelujah. Open open your spirit when you hear the Lord speaking to you. Speak back to him. Whatever utterance he gives you, open your mouth and speak what the Holy Ghost is saying. Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. My God, speak, Lord. Your servant hear it. My God Almighty. Hallelujah. We give you glory. My God Almighty, even as you lead right now, hallelujah, upon the minds of the parliamentarians, God Almighty. Yes, God, you see every secret meeting, Lord God Almighty, hallelujah. Every hidden agenda, oh God, Makoto Rabaho Sandi Abahosha, Mido Holyanda Katuhu Tubaha Sandi Okotoya, Memohutaka Sintohoya, Mama Kunta Mama Mahitukosha, Mama Sita, oh God Almighty, hallelujah. Bring to naught, God Almighty, hallelujah, every hidden agenda against your people, Lord God, for this world system is designed against the church, Lord Jesus, but it will not prevail, Lord God, hallelujah. Cover us, God, under your blood, my God Almighty, and we say thanks one more time. We bless the name of the Lord Jesus, and we give him glory. Hallelujah. Lift your hands and wave them in the presence. Come on. Hallelujah. If you're in a home with more than one brethren dear, turn to them and just bless them in the name of the Lord Jesus. Ula Bahusha. Call the name of the Lord Jesus in your home. My God Almighty, hallelujah, hallelujah. No evil shall befall us, my God Almighty. Neither any plague, my God, shall come near our dwelling place, my God Almighty. For the Lord covers us under his blood, my God, hallelujah. He's our shelter in the time of storm. When the winds of evil are blowing across the land and the plague is visiting homes, Jesus is our shelter in the time of storm. My God Almighty, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Come on, saints of the living God. It's time for us to be radical for Christ. My God Almighty, hallelujah, hallelujah. We can't have church like we normally have it, but God Almighty, everywhere we go, we carry the church with us. Get radical for Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Koto Shamba Kosaya, my God Almighty, welcome the Lord in your homes right now. God bless you where you are in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you in Jesus' name. Atabohushanda, Mama Koto Ruhu Sataya. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. And on that note, I just want to. If there's one who's interested, you're listening or you're interested in getting saved, you can reach out by text on this board. Our moderator is operating and keeping note of what's happening here, or you can visit us on our website and fill out the contact on the contact form page and just put in your details. Put in if you want prayer requests, there's a form here all, as well. You can do that. Reach out on Instagram, Facebook, or any other social media mediums. Praise the name of the Lord. And on this note, likewise, for us church, on April 1st to the 3rd, we've designated those days as fasting for the church. So from the 1st of April, I believe this is on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, we'll be having fasting. And pay attention to the notice board. We'll be giving more details on that. And our groups are functioning at this time, so we're going to ask everyone to make sure that you, when the days that you're organized to meet with your team, make sure that you're available and be a part of it. It's the plan of the enemy to separate us. And because when we're separated and we're isolated, then the enemy will strike. And we will be defeated. But if we keep together, reach out to your brother. Reach out. If you need help, reach out. If you're struggling spiritually, you feel like you don't have the faith to make it, reach out. Talk to your brother. Talk to you. You can call me at any time. 647-309-2923. And your group leaders also, reach out. God will see us through this.